Points was open, yeah. So I thank God because I'm here. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus. I start by saying that I will drink this water today because water is life. Jesus is life and water gives life as well. So last time when Andy spoke about evangelization, myself, I said that why I cannot continue with the same subject to talk to the church, because we know that actually so many churches are sleeping. They don't know that they have a mission. And as the fountain of life, Mount Chapel, we have a mission to go out to find people who have to believe in Jesus. I thank God for Abigail's testimony because she shared this word on Instagram. This is what we have to do, all of us. We can use social media to reach people with gospel. But I think that there are some young people here who don't do it. They like just to see some video and to laugh, but they don't know that this is the way you can spread the word of God. And myself, I wanted to start by saying that I've been responsible of the Department of Evangelization for so many years in our church in Congo. More than 5 years, I was going out talking to people about Jesus. And the work I was doing there, it was like Jehovah Witness. What they are doing was going house by house, door by door, talking about Jesus. And at that time, I felt that I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And until now, I feel that I can go out to talk about Jesus. As a Christian, you have to do it. And when Paul says that if you did this work, what Andy asked us last time, you can come out and give testimony. Myself, I said that when I start to preach, I will give my own testimony. And I want to give the example here. I didn't talk to him, but I told him, myself, I said that I have to give this testimony. I'm working at JD, so many people know. I was working with my brother here, my friend, his name is Dio. And several times I was talking about Jesus with other people. But I said, why I cannot talk to him to come to church? He's coming from far, from Oldham. Can we clap our hand for Jesus? And he told me that I know the church exists, but I don't used to go to church. I said that no, you can come, we'll try what you are doing. This is not the first time. He used to come from Oldham, he came here to listen to the word of God. And I just want to say that I encourage you, you who have this feeling that you can do something for God, to do something for him. And when you are doing it, there's a big party in the heaven. Amen. When you are doing it all the time, there's a big party in the heaven. And my subject today, or my topic is, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'd like everyone to repeat after me. I'm not ashamed of gospel. Amen. I would like this to become a reality in our life. You know that to talk about Jesus, so many people are ashamed. Will you read some verse in the Bible? I don't know if Bernadette can help us to put it on the screen, or Steve can do it like last time, because you don't have to spend more time to read. We'll read now the first in Mark 8:38 or Luke 9:26. But I prefer to take Romans first. verse 16. We'll start by there. Homer. I'm sorry. So, if anyone is ashamed of me and my word in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy. I know that sometimes you are ashamed for bad deed. It's not for good deed. This word, I used it for someone at work. I didn't know how it can be very deep understood by some people. Someone did something bad to me at work. I just said, shame to you. I didn't know that it can affect him. And the man was there. He said, how you can say to me that, shame to you? But in the Bible, they are using it for people are ashamed about the Son of God. So every time when you are going out, so many people, they don't like that everybody can know that they are Christians. We are there with some friend. It can be at work. It can be at town when you are going out. But you don't like people to know that you are Christian. That's why so many people, they used to say that we, all of us, we believe in God. We believe in the same God. If you meet people who don't know Jesus and you say that we believe in the same God, how you can believe in the same God with someone who is Buddha? Someone who doesn't believe in Jesus. We don't have the same God. Yeah, we have to know it. We don't have the same God. But here I would like to talk more about obstacle we get in our life. What kind of obstacle we have when we are going out to talk to people. I think that I will finish by there, but I would like you to know that everyone has this responsibility to spread the word of God. In our families, we have some sisters, we have some brothers who don't believe in God. How you can be saved yourself, but you don't like your brother to follow you? You say that no, he has his own choice. No, in this matter, there's no problem of choice. Maybe you say that, no, Emmanuel, we cannot force people. But you found in book of 2 Timothy, you can read there, chapter 4 and verse 2. You can read it. 2 Timothy. Second Timothy. Chapter 4, verse 2. Sometimes I like this verse. Maybe what I will say will be shocked. I said that sometimes you have to use violence, that people have to receive Jesus. I can read if it's too tight. Hannah is not here. Chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. In season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. You know, in French, they use the word in good time and bad time. favorable, ou bien what can I say favorable? Is it in English as well? Favorable and unfavorable. I can say like that. I didn't read it, but I just thinking in my head that favorable time. Here they are talking about season, but they said favorable time. So you found some people maybe in coffee or place somewhere is not favorable for you, but you have to talk about Jesus. Just think that there are someone who need Jesus. There is someone who is in the chain. The problem is there are so many people actually that are in the chain of the devil. The work we are doing, that's why last time when I said that I will continue with this subject, because I see when Andy was talking, he said that actually we see so many bad things outside. Some relationships, men, between men. The Bible is talking about it in the book of Romans, chapter 1. They are talking some kind of relationship we see outside today. And some people will say that, no, I'm not concerned about it, but I live, it's just their life. No, you cannot say that it's just their life. The mission as a Christian, we have to talk about Jesus, what he came to do in this earth. Jesus came to save us. He came to give us life. He came to break the chain of the devil. And when I read in book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 12, they said that the devil come down with the fury. They are using the word fury. Because he knows that his time is very short. The devil know it. But only Christians, they don't know that the time is short. We will calculate our time according to the year I have, the age I have now. I said that, okay, me, I still have 20 years. I still have very long time before me. No. There are some 20 years who can die before 60 years or 70 years. It's not the problem of age. But God's time, the Bible says that the time is very short. And the devil wants to kill people, wants to keep people in bondage, wants to keep people in chains. I would like, if it's possible, you can read now in a Romans. And two verses of that give like that, and everyone can read, even as home, because there are some verses about evangelism. We read Romans, we come back and we'll have it right there. Romans 1, verse 16. And we said there a little bit before to go forward. I would like to stay there. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation. So many people like power. When we are talking about this word power, everyone likes power. Maybe I can ask here, who needs to be weak in life? To be weak all the time. Unfortunately, there are some people who are weak all the time. If you ask him, no, I don't have power, I'm weak. But if you ask who want to be weak all the time, no one will accept it. But the Bible says that the way we can get power is to talk about Jesus. This is the power for the church, the power for the Christian. So because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. To talk about Jesus, to go out. I know when I was, before for me to become Christian, because this is my testimony, I was in our home with two bottles of beer. drinking. I just give it shortly. And one of my friends who believed before me, he came to see me at home and tell me that today we have night vigil, the prayer all the night. They are going to pray all the night. I said, okay. He said, let us go to church to pray. I said, I told him that let me finish with my beer and after that we'll go to church. And he was very patient. He accepted what I told him. He said, oh no, don't worry, just drink. And I was there. I didn't know that what happened in the church. I've been in the church a long time ago. He was my friend. He said, let us go and let me finish this beer. When I finished to drink, we went to church. And what happened the first night when I went there? People was dancing, people was praying. But myself, I said that, how can I be like that? I drunk, and now I'm in the middle of people who are singing, they have joy. Even I drunk, but I didn't feel joy in me. And they put me in the middle of people, and they was there praying. Sometimes, you know, I don't know if it's annoying or Baye, what is it? Is it? Yeah? To birth. Yeah. All the time it was coming that night, and when it came out, the smell of beer everywhere. And everybody was watching me like that. Oh, this person who comes to church, who is that? And myself, I feel very bad to see in the middle of people like that. Can you imagine? And at that night, people start to ask, oh God, people was asking work, people want to get married, people have this and this, all kind of blessing. I start to pray, Lord, help me. I want to stop with this kind of life I have. I want to stop to drink. I want to stop to smoke. I was smoking. But sometimes, this is sometimes obstacle to some people to come to church because we feel that we are good enough and people in the world, they are very bad. We don't call them to Jesus. If someone said to you that, me, I'm taking drugs, he said, no, this person cannot be in the church. Be patient. Just call the person to the church and God will transform him. Our world cannot transform anybody. Don't think that you can do something for someone. It's Jesus who died on the cross for all people. But when you look at them, you say, no, this person used to drink, used to do that. And the person will not follow you to the church. He will not come to the church. He will not come to Jesus Christ. The world needs Jesus. Jesus is enough. And at that time, when I decided, I was praying, I decided that I will not drink again. I will not smoke again. The next time I've got the cigarette, I put it on the count, I alcohol, and I said, I will not smoke again. But after 2 days or 3 days, I restarted to smoke again. Not by my power, but by power of God. You can do something. By God's power, you can do something. You cannot come to Jesus. Here I'm talking first for people in the church. You cannot come to Jesus and still be the same person. No, it's not normal that we are in Jesus, but you don't experience this life we get in the name of Jesus. The same person. No. We have to change. Unfortunately for the church today. And you can see in the world time people, was, when they listen to the word of God, they start to cry. When they start to think about their own life, they start to cry. They say, no, I will not be the same. I have to live this kind of life I've got before. But today, we want to, like in French, they said that Wendra anoint people who are coming to church to take them, to talk to them nicely No, Jesus came for your sin. Even if you don't leave it today, one day you leave it. No. We have to learn that when you come to Jesus, your life has to change. This is what happened to me. Even if it was very difficult, 3 days, I started to smoke. My friend was saying, oh, look at you now, because of the church. I said, no, I can be like you, no problem. I just myself, I leave it. I will show you that I can drink again. I showed them that I can drink. Just to please them. But God was not happy for what I was doing. And one day, I started to learn now the word of God. I will see the step, all steps we have to learn when we become people who spread the gospel of God. I start to learn the ABC of the word of God. And the one who teach me, it was a girl, I can say like that. And in our community, is common, at that time, women cannot preach the word of God. And this is another obstacle as well. They say that, no, I'm a woman. The Bible says that, no, I do not allow the woman to preach. No, woman can teach the word of God. This is me, and this is the Bible. The Bible shows us. And the lady, a young girl at that age, about 26 or 27, who teach me the word of God. One day I met him. I drank with my friend. I feel ashamed to talk with her. When she was coming to me, I was running away. She wanted to greet me, I was running. But she was singing to me. I said that, how can I be afraid of man, but I'm not afraid of God? My conscience starts to tell me that it's better to get fear of God than fear of man. The same way I have fear for this girl who teaches me the word of God, the same way I have to think that it's someone who is in the heaven who sees me all the time. So to be a Christian, we have to change. We don't have to be the same person. You say that, oh, my anger, I'm a very angry person. My father was like that. My grandfather was like that. Jesus has to break those chains in our life. If the chain is not broken, so you are still in the prison. But Jesus came to set free people at the prison. Have you been in prison of something? I don't like to say what kind of thing you used to do all the time. As a Christian, we have to stop it. If you are not able to stop it, ask God power. God is able. And Jesus is still working. Jesus is still working. Don't say that, no, this is beyond me, I cannot. I tried so many times, I cannot. No, today I want to tell you that Jesus is able. There is power when we hear the word of God. That's why they use this, because it is the power of God that brings salvation and everyone who believes, to everyone who believes. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Gentile is all of us. I know that some kind of obstacle to go to talk about Jesus is going to be a problem of language. Myself, I've never been in school here in England. When I've got this message, this revelation, our country are speaking French. And at the age of 23, 24, when I was going to church, the revelation was that one day I will travel around the world to talk about Jesus. And I saw that it was English. People are speaking in many countries. At that time, myself, I started now to learn little by little to learn English. And in my generation, people were laughing to me. When I pronounce bad some word, oh, look at this, how he's talking. This is your mother tongue, you are talking, it's not English. But I carry on to do what I was doing. I didn't know that one day I will be here in England. But when I'm talking with George, I don't feel that ashamed that English is not my language. No, I'm talking to them. What's coming in my heart? I'm talking to him. And this is the way God used people. God can use you if you are ready to be used. Don't say that no, it's because of my language. When Moses came out, God called him. God knows Moses. Who is Moses? He knows how Moses is speaking. But when God is talking to him, he said, no, how can I go to talk to these people? Because I have problem of my life. Moses want to inform God that, God, you don't know everything. Look, I want to tell you that I have problem with language. And God said to him, who told you that I have the problem of language? Just go. I will make you be like God before Pharaoh. When God takes you in his hand, he can modify you. He can change you. He can transform you. He can do everything if you accept to be in his hand. Like a clay. God is like a potter. If you are in his hand, he can do whatever he likes to do with us. But if you say, you just put this limit, the limit, you say that, no, I cannot do anything. I can speak some words, I don't pronounce it well. No matter. If you can laugh, no problem. But what me I need is just my method to come to you. This is what I have to do. Don't put this obstacle to your life. Don't say that, no, I don't know nothing. There is something happening in your life. You know, when Jesus met this Samaritan woman at the well when she was taking water there, she started to talk to her. Can you give me water? This kind of conversation. You can just start a conversation with somebody like that. Can you give me water? And the woman said, how you can ask me water? You are Jew, me, I'm Samaritan. Okay. You are, there's not a connection between you and you. Oh, okay. But Jesus was there, was listening to it. But he started by just asking water. And he said, if you knew who asked you the water, is you who should ask him, and he can give you the water which is flowing in eternal life. And this woman said, oh, but you don't have something to take the water in the well. Can you imagine? And after that, when Jesus spoke about her life, because Jesus is God, the woman went out. If you read in this book of John, chapter 4, you see that the woman went out now to talk to people. Come and see, I met someone. Maybe he's the Christ. And the people who went there to meet Jesus, they come back and say that we believe because we saw ourselves. It's not because you talked to us. But the mission of this woman was done. She did what she can do. Even if people don't accept that it was her, both of them. But they believe anyway in Jesus. When you talk to people, you just to humble yourself, just calm down. When people come to Jesus, humble yourself now. Now it's Jesus matter in their life. Obstacle. Don't think that you are young, I'm small, I'm this, I cannot do that. It's God who have to work in you. All the time when you are doing it, you have to know that in the heaven, there is a very big party. And I was saying that in the book of Matthew 28, we can read from 19 to 20, we'll see four states for evangelization. First state for evangelization. Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20. Therefore, go and make a disciple of all nations. This is what they ask us. The church should not stay all the time and waiting people coming to them. The church has to go out. See, the first thing, we are learning just four things here, and after that we'll carry on. Therefore, go and make Go and make a disciple of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We have three things here. Therefore, go. This is the first thing. You can go. But the second thing, you have to make disciples of all nations. The third thing, baptize them in the name of Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the fourth thing, we'll find it in verse 20. And teaching them, you have to teach them to obey everything. Don't tell them that no, you can obey to that. You see, you are a new believer, you can. No. Teach them to obey everything. I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. This is what Jesus promised us. We have four things to do. The church have to go. The second thing, we have to make a disciple all the nations. And the third thing, we have to baptize them. And the fourth thing, we have to teach them. If you are not able to teach them, just bring them to church. Come with them to church. And the church is there. We have a scripture that we can teach people the word of God. People need to hear about Jesus. When we are here, we are talking about God, but there are some village, there are some places in Africa, some places in Asia, where people, where gospel is not there. Why today there are so many obstacles? People don't like to talk about Jesus. Even you have these four things is written clearly in the Bible, the church has to do. We feel comfortable to stay and waiting people. No, the church should not be like that. The church has to go out. When I spoke with my friend here, I didn't know that one day he can come to us. But I tried. I said, "Hi, have you ever been in the church?" He said, "The church, I used to go to church. I know the church is there, how it is, but I don't have more experience about the church." This is what he told me. He told me that he don't have more experience. I just said that, "My friend, come." He used to call me at work Big Boss. And when he called me Big Boss, me, I call him Very Big Boss. This is the way I was calling him. But the things I was happy for him, the time I called him, he didn't take too much time to wait. It was like someone who was ready to come to church. He didn't take too much time. He promised me, and he respects his word. Last time, because I don't see the brother I called, I gave the example for him. The one who came last time, his name is Anthony. I called him to church. Even myself, I was very tired for him. Because he just told me, "Oh, I will come this Sunday. I will come." You can wait for him, he's not coming. And sometimes when I go with leaflet to share there, I can share the leaflet to other people. Because he gave me promises that he's coming, he's not coming. If I see him there, I jump him. I say, "No, this one is not coming." I give to other people. But when I saw him last time, I was so surprised. God has his own time. But you can do what you want to do. But God has, some people can come very fast, some people will not come. And one day, when they will hear again the word of God, they can come. Just to be good with them. I know the story that was telling us for one man in the church who was praying. One lady, she was praying for her husband to become Christian. And he spoke his story to pastor. Pastor said that, "We are going to pray. We believe that you will come one day to church." They was praying all the time. But the man was drinking too much, and when he came at home, he's violent to everyone, children and wife. And the pastor was very tired to pray. He said, no, this is, I don't know, we have prayed and now there's no way to pray again. And one day in the church, he said that, who has a problem here? How to pray for? The church was big. And he saw that all people was very quiet. Only that lady, she turned again. And and the pastor said that, oh, you probably have prayed for it too much. Just sit down. Today you are not going to pray for it. And when he said that everybody can stand now because there is no problem, that problem I prayed for it too much. There's no problem here. Stand up now, we are going to pray. They start to pray. At the same time, they see the person who was the husband of the lady who stands up, came in the prayer behind the church and come there and bow down and starts now to cry. Said, so now I want to give now my life to Jesus. And the pastor was confused. How can you tell the church now it's because of my prayer this person comes to church? So, God has His own time. You can call someone, is not coming, don't worry, one day he'll come. Just do what you can do. Glory to God. So we need patience. Don't say that, no, I've not got training. You have your own testimony. Talk to people about what God has done for you. This is what this Samaritan woman did. She just went. She was saying, come and see this man who talked to me. Everything I've done in my life, maybe he's the Christ. And people came to listen what Jesus was talking to them. You don't need a special training for it. Sometimes you say that people who is in the world, they have another religion just to talk about Jesus. They can have another religion, but what you have Christian. Jesus, Christianity is not only religion, but Christianity is life. It's different with people who are in religion. They are doing things, but their heart is not close to God. In Christianity, that's why I start by there. When you come to Jesus, so many things have to change in our life. We don't have to remain the same. For only God should be the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. But we have to change. We don't have to be like God. No, I'm like God. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. No, no. After baptism, it's like before baptism. No. After baptism, you accepted to die with Christ and to rise up with Christ. So, we have to know that there are so many obstacles. You can meet some people who are laugher, if I can call them that. They laugh of people. If you are coming, you say that I'm Christian, they start to laugh of you. Say that, oh, I cannot talk about Jesus because they find that I'm like someone who doesn't know how the life is going on. You can meet someone who is maybe in higher position. He can be prime minister. He can be someone lawyer, and the self feel ashamed. Say that no, I cannot talk to them because he's in higher position. No, the Christianity is not like that. You can be small boy, and you talk big things to someone who is higher than you. It's just a problem of God. This is the way. Don't feel that you are inferior to anyone. You have the power. The power was given to the church. I would like now to finish because the time is up. There are so many things to talk about evangelization, but next time I think that we can see again. We can read now in book of Luke 8, 1 to 3, and read again Acts of Apostles 10, verse 38. Acts 10:38. Luke 8, 1 to 3. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him. This is what Jesus was doing all the time. He said that he traveled about from one town and village to another. So many times we have our program, this is now summer, I have to go out with my children. But if you go out with your children, you don't have time to spread the word of God. But Jesus have got the special mission. When he was going town to town, village to village, he was proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. We have this mission. God didn't create us just to eat barbecue and to enjoy all on only food. I went to that town. There was so good meals there. There are so many people, they are talking only about meal. At work, I have known one man all the time. He's talking about meal. For him, food is like his God. I went to Spain. I was in Lazaro there. One town in Spain there. Well, we used to go there, said that there is very good, very nice meal there. But when Jesus, they bring food to him, Jesus said, no, I'm not hungry. I've ate the food, you don't know. My food is to do the will of my Father. So to preach, to talk about God, become passion for him. He has to talk about his Father. He was going town to town, village to village. We went to Bulgaria to preach the word of God. We saw how many people went to the church I was praying in, where I was working in Finland. We met the team. We went to Bulgaria, to preach just the word of God, to share things to people. This is the way we have to do. There are some poor countries who need that when we bring something to them, and then we talk to them about Jesus. They were talking about two missionaries. They sent them by the church. The one who went before, I just to go quickly, who went before, he found that there was a very poor country. And for as a missionary, they think that, if I start now the church in this country, people will not bring tithe to me. Because this country is very, very poor. What kind of offering I will get in the church? He was thinking about offering, was thinking about tithe, but he doesn't think about soul of people. But when he came back, he gave the report to his church. He said, no, that place is not my place. You can send someone else. But someone else who went there, he found that this is the way. People, maybe they would know Jesus when I start now to act good to them. I give them what they lack now. He went back, he bought so many shoes, and he brought it to that village. He said, this boy, he doesn't have shoes. He gives shoes. That one, he doesn't have. And he said that, let us come now to church. All of you can come now to church. So it was a good way to evangelize people. When he acted to them, people would give them life to Jesus. Just to think about souls. Don't think about yourself. So we saw that Jesus was going out proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. But if our gospel today, people don't believe in it because there are so many gods in this world now. There is God of football. There is God. Someone will tell you that my God is Manchester City. Yeah, I met someone. John is doing like that. But I know that is not your God. I met someone at work. He just lifted his shirt like that and showed me on his back. He said, look at here. He writes a very big name here, Manchester City. He said, this is my God. So how people can be like that? Your God is the social media. If you are not on Facebook, you feel like you die. This is your God. Your God is TikTok. Your God, it can be something else. As I said, it can be food. But we have to go out to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. So we stop here today, and I think that God will help us to carry on with this subject next time. God bless you. I forgot again to drink my water. We can stand up. We'll pray a little bit. Just to say that I will not be ashamed for the gospel of God. This is your prayer today. Just talk about Jesus where you are. I'm very happy to see our sister there. She came from far, and it's Dio who came with her today. She's in Odam as well. Can we clap our hand for her? Yeah. We are praying now for 1 minute. Just say something now. God, I need this power to talk about you. I will not be ashamed for the gospel. If there is something you have to stop doing in your life, just take now decision. Say that I want to stop doing that because I'm now Christian. That's a technical decision in your life. Pray now with all your heart. Pray now. Pray now with all your heart. Say something to God. Say to God, God, change me. I don't like to be the same person. I want to go out to spread the word of God. Father, I thank you for today, Lord, for everything you spoke to us at this place, Lord. And I know that among us there are some people who are limited because they feel that they are sick, they have some disease, and they don't know how to go out. Lord, I ask you now to give them power. And those who are weak, who are sick, I ask now your healing. Because when he was going out, everybody was sick. Lord, you was healing them. Yeah. And now, I ask now to start by here, O Father. Heal now your children. And give them power to go out, to spread the word of God. To proclaim the kingdom of the heaven. Father, we thank you for everything. We know that the devil came down with fury. He wanted to kill people because he knows that his time is short. Lord, but we have to testify you. We have to talk about what you have done in our life. Bless your children in our church, Lord. Let now more chapel going out for revival. Lord, to call some people who don't know you to come at this place to worship you. Father, we thank you for everything you are going to do with us. We want to be like instruments in your hand, O Lord. Use us as a tool in your hand, O Father, to reach other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.